This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guests are teachers, principals, and musicians involved with Juno Alaska Music Matters. And we're here to talk about their first, right, record release party this Friday.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, TJ Kramer, Rebecca Ricker, and Principal Elizabeth Pysel Davis. Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks.
This just looks like an amazing project.
Indeed. Yeah. I've been working on it for a bit now. Actually, about 3 years, two to three years. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. So tell us, take us back to the inception. How did it start?
So a couple years ago, started a songwriting portion of Juno Alaska Music Matters, which originally was violin and all kinds of different exploratories that we brought to the table. So songwriting was one of them. We wrote a song, Lost in the Woods, and recorded it, put a video out, and it went really well. And so we ended up getting a grant to get some studio equipment in the classroom. And so during the songwriting class this year, we've recorded about 10 songs and between the last couple years and, have put together a full album now.
Wow. Wow. How many people would you say are involved with this album?
There's about 25 students from Glacier Valley and River Bend now involved, and probably about five what we call engineers. So there's some kids that really got involved in the production process as well.
Okay. Rebecca, what's been your role in this project?
What has been my role? I've been part
music
of the,
teacher.
Yeah, the Juno Alaska Music Matters program. And my primary role has been working with the kids on like their string instruction. And I guess TJ and I were talking about how a lot of our kids at Riverbend on this album have been singing. And of course, I do that with them during the day too. But we do have kids at both schools, but Glacier Valley a lot has focused on recording songs with those string instruments, so they're really using a lot of their skills and showing off a lot of those skills.
Definitely.
When you listen to the album, you'll be like, oh, I hear they're playing violins, and I guess that's where I come in.
Cello, violins,
cello,
viola,
yep.
All kinds of instruments on there.
Yeah, upright bass.
Hip-hop, all kinds of genres.
Okay, how about you, Principal Pysel Davis?
Well, I'm the one who gets to just support these amazing people and all the work that they do. Our school has so much art and music and dance and fun integrated into every day. And TJ and Rebecca are two of the people who just make that happen. You know, I know that there's 25 musicians and five engineers, but really my whole school is excited about it. All the kids know about it, and they are all excited to get their turn. And the sound equipment is all in TJ's classroom, right? So this is not your mother's elementary school. This is, you know, the modern elementary school where there's a lot going on, and that includes songwriting and song recording.
Yeah, and to add on that also is all the kids in Juno in JAM have had the opportunity to take songwriting with Mr. Kramer for the last few years. So we have a lot of songs that that have been made, and like they've maybe just haven't made it to that final process and made
right.
it on that album. But a lot of creative minds in our building, a lot of little songwriters, budding musicians. So, and they have a future because maybe we can do this again.
Oh yeah, they'll always be coming.
So, Mr. Kramer,
yes.
Some of us also know you as a musician here
yes.
in this town. How would you describe your sound? And
I produce and record a lot of hip-hop music, but through this journey that I've been doing with songwriting, I've opened it up to more genres for myself. So these kids and working with these kids has helped my own music in a sense. So just the songwriting aspect has really grown. So my sound is changing, that's for sure, but hip-hop influenced always, yeah.
Got it. But it sounds like this record is all over the place,
stylistically. All over the place. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Singing, rapping, all kinds of musicians.
Oh, it's got a couple of our school songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yep.
It's really, I think our culture it's good to hear Mr. Kramer has grown as a person, it sounds like, or as a musician as
yeah.
he's done this. But I think our school, too, as we've, the last couple of years through this program and through JAM, we've also we've also grown as a school. And I think you can kind of hear that when you listen to the album.
I agree.
Speaking of that, we have a cut right here. Can you set us up for this?
Yeah, this is the first song we did. It's called Lost in the Woods. It's five really amazing young singers, a couple guitar players from our school, teachers.
Let's take a listen. That looks like it's a lot of fun. I'm going to embed that video on our website, by the way, listeners, so you can go check that out at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. What should we look for in that video? What came to mind as you were watching that or listening to that? How much work went into it? Things like that.
So about 2 months of songwriting went into that. And not just introductions to songwriting, learning just the different avenues of songwriting. And then so about five girls wrote that. That was about 2 months. And then we recorded it in a day or two. And then the video process took a while. But I sent that off to some friends that really know how to edit well. So they did a good job. Thanks to Second to None Sound, as always.
Oh, yeah. And those girls, too. I mean, I'm thinking about what they looked like a couple of years ago. They've grown so much.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just have grown and changed, and that's really fun. I think in our profession, that's really fun to watch, or one of the blessings
Definitely.
Of what we do.
And one of the girls on there has a solo song on the album as well.
How many tracks on this album?
There's seven original songs that'll be able to go on iTunes, and then there's two songs that have some samples that we couldn't get over to iTunes, but the lyrics are original, so about nine songs.
And is it truly an album?
Yeah. Well, this in this day and age, no, they're actually going to be on a flash drive that looks like a cassette, and then it'll pop out. It'll be a flash drive, and you can put it in the computer, and you can have the flash drive for good with the art on it. That's also done by an amazing artist, kindergarten teacher Davin Savico at our school, and there'll be T-shirts for sale, CDs. It will be on iTunes, so.
And I guess it's just not as cool to say we're having a thumb drive release, right?
Right. No, it isn't. Right. But we could get a couple copies on vinyl.
Other things that I, when I watch that video, when I hear those songs that the kids are writing is, you know, I, as my principal hat on, I know that all of the skills that my teachers are teaching those students to be able to produce and create that art, it's not – they teach them art skills, but they also teach them writing and reading and research, and so that they they are integrating all of the content with the art side by side. But then the other layer that's so important to our school is we call ourselves a school family. It's right there in our mission statement. You know, we are a school family. This is a place where we feed our minds, our bodies, and our hearts. And when I listen to their songs, I know that the kids feel like our school is their family because it comes through their lyrics and their experiences. So when I hear those are the things I think about. And then I get all teary and I get so excited about being a member of the staff.
Well, it's probably really fun for you two as well, right?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
I love every minute of it.
You have the best job.
And that was a really good point, though. Things they learn throughout the day is our topics of the songs that we write. I mean, so it's literacy taught with music. Yeah.
And what grade are you teaching?
I teach second grade.
Cool. I wish I'd had you in second grade.
I would have loved that.
Well, this has been really fun talking to you three. The best place to get this premiere album will be where?
You can come to the event on May 3rd, but then it'll be we'll give you all the details to get it on the Jam music page on Facebook. Or the Riverbend Facebook page.
And can I say before you take us off, a great big thank you to the Douglas Dornan Foundation for giving JAM funding for TJ's music tech position, and also thanks to Juno Community Foundation, all the businesses and individuals who have supported us this year. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to come this far, and of course the Juno School District because they're huge support for.
Okay. And our awesome school and leaders like Ms. Paisel
Thank
Davis
you, Ms. Paisel
and
Davis.
Ms. Richter as music teacher. Yeah.
So that's this Friday, right? The album release party?
Yeah, 6 p.m. Yes. at Riverbend.
Okay. Sounds fun. And I'll link to everything in addition to putting that video up on our website. I'll awesome. Link to everything you just said.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, everyone.
Thank you.